Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's Dealer On webinar, 5 Next Level Video Strategies to Sell More Cars. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the award-winning Chameleon Responsive Website Platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. So does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. Hey, also want to let you know Dealer On is going to be hosting another Top Golf event. This time it's going to be in Tampa, Florida on November 2nd. Yes, it is golf, it is Google, and it is cocktails. That, my friends, is a recipe for awesomeness. If you'd like more info on this amazing event, please check out tinyurl.com/TampaTG. Oh, and I should mention, yeah, all of this amazingness is free. So just get to Tampa on November 2nd. We hope to see you there. We have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Phil Sura as our presenter today. Phil Sura started the automotive division of UnityWorks Media, a web video company supporting thousands of dealerships and recognized as the video pioneer in the automotive space. Phil previously worked as a general manager for 4 years and spent 13 years with Pat Ryan and Associates. Spending the last 12 years developing cutting-edge video strategies for dealers across the country, Phil has rightly earned the nickname Mr. Video from his peers. Phil had 2 workshops at NADA 2016, and he has 3 workshops coming up at NADA 17. Phil is facilitating the keynote digital panel session for 2 FCA Service Manager conferences and has spoken at all but 1 of the Digital Dealer conferences. He's presented at CBT News Conference, Innovative Dealer Summit, and numerous Auto Trader regional sessions. He can be reached at phil@unityworksmedia.com. Oh, and by the way, Phil Sura will also be presenting at the upcoming NADA convention in New Orleans, January 2017. He's going to be talking about effectively targeting the 1% of the population's active car shoppers with a digital video strategy. So if you're going to be there, you don't want to miss that. And during this presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, we're going to try to respond by email later today. Don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at UnityWorks Media, they're giving away an awesome prize on today's webinar. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win 3 months of Model Minute Plus, a newly released showcase player that provides virtual test drives and a fully interactive experience for all the new model video content for one of your brands that you represent. This is an awesome prize for your dealership. This giveaway is valued at just under $900. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though. So stay tuned, and who knows, you could be the one walking away with this amazing prize today. Also, at the conclusion of this webinar, you're going to get a short survey. So fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience. We want to hear what you have to say. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Phil Sura at UnityWorks Media. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's listen to the next, I'm sorry, to 5 next level video strategies that are going to help you sell more cars. Mr. Video, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. And as always, you do a great job of teeing this up. So you are the queen of setting the stage. And I thank you so much for the chance to come back on your show.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure when I have Mr. Video here. For those of you who don't know, this is not Mr. Video's first Dealer On webinar rodeo. No, he's been on here several times before. And his speaking co-stars have been several different people from Google, for instance. But today, he's flying solo. And we're so happy you're here, Phil. Why don't you tell the audience the kinds of things we're going to be learning about today?
Well, Eliana, as you mentioned, we really have an exciting show. We're going to talk about the 5 critical areas if a dealer's interested in getting involved in a full video strategy. And we have the F5 on this slide. Video pre-roll is exploding. It's been very exciting to see how video pre-roll has grown just over the last couple of years and the opportunities for both service and sales. Video Facebook advertising is a newer opportunity. A number of the dealers have already tested, let's say, the options associated with running a static ad with Facebook, so we're taking it to the next level, adding that dimension of video. Video and a lead response, and some of the CRMs have been tracking specific data. If you send a video response, either, let's say, a full motion video of the car or a video response introducing the person out of the BDC internet sales team, it breaks down the wall, so we'll spend some time on that. What about video on the website? We'll talk about some really exciting opportunities to differentiate the dealer's website that uses video from the masses, so it's not as much of a McDonald's type of look and feel. And then finally, video tied to service. I had the opportunity just a couple weeks ago of moderating a session in front of 1,000 folks. There were 700 dealers represented, all from FCA. And the focus was how to drive technology specifically for the fixed operation side. So we had folks represented from Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and it was really a fun event. I'm doing something similar in a couple weeks. And the point of that is more and more dealers are looking at ways to really drive the profit center in their fixed ops side and use some of the technology and some of the applications that they haven't done in the past, but they may have been using for, let's say, years on the sales side. So these are some of the key areas that we're going to focus on today.
I love it. Oh, and then, of course, after you do all of that awesomeness, we're going to have a giveaway, and then we have our Q&A session.
Great.
Okay. Looks like we're starting off with a poll question. Audience, guess what? We have two poll questions for you today. First one is on your screen now. We'd love it if you take part in our poll question. Here it is. It's a pretty easy one. Which of the five video strategies is your dealership currently using? For this, select all of them that apply. So are you currently using video pre-roll, video Facebook advertising, video lead responses, video on your dealership website, and or video tied to service? Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close this poll and share the results, and then we're going to see what everyone else is doing, all right? So we want to know, which of the five video strategies is your dealership currently using? And just so we're clear, Phil, you're going to actually be talking about all five of these today, correct?
I sure am. I absolutely am, Eliana. And I thought it would be fun for everybody dialed in just to get an idea as to how many dealers are involved in all five, how many are just starting with, let's say, just one of the five.
Okay, well, you know what? We're going to find out. I don't know if you're going to be pleased with these results, my friend.
Okay.
The votes are still coming in. Let's give them a few more seconds to see some more results. And, you know, it's funny because I'm looking at, like, video on your dealership website, and I would think, like, everyone has that, right?
No.
No?
No. So don't be shy. If you don't have any, that's okay. That's why you're on this show with Eliana.
That's exactly
right.
So
we can talk about opportunities.
Okay, here we go. Let's close this poll and share some results. Okay, so a solid third of today's audience. Wow, that's a lot. A third of today's audience, 33%, say they are currently using video pre-roll. That's actually
great.
More than I thought it would be, to be honest.
Yes. Fantastic.
Now, 47%, so almost a half of today's audience, say they are currently using video Facebook advertising. A third, I know, right? A third of today's audience say they are using video lead responses. Now, this one gets me. 86% of today's audience say they have video on their dealership website. I'm kind of surprised that's not 100. And 22% of today's audience say that they use video and tie it to service. So, Phil,
fantastic.
Does that help you out? Is that what you were expecting, or were you expecting something lower or higher?
Well, Eliana, I was expecting the low number with service. As a matter of fact, I was visiting with one of our existing clients who's been running pre-roll advertising on the sales side for the last couple years, and he's a former service manager, and he had never thought about applying that technology to service. And this was somebody that grew up on the fixed side, so that's not a shock. I'm happy. The one surprise was that 47% are already involved in video ads on Facebook. So that's great job. I think that's going to be one of the next big opportunities. So nice job with that.
All right. I agree. Okay, let's fly, Phil. Where do we go from here?
All right, so let's start just by looking at one of the opportunities that's taking place right now with Volvo. And video will continue to expand at a very, very rapid rate. As a matter of fact, 2 days ago, I was at a mini digital summit in Nashville, and one of the presenters from Google made the comment that at Google they saw an explosion occur just a couple years ago in terms of auto intenders and auto buyers leveraging video. And that is going to continue to escalate. So I applaud those of you that are on the phone or online actually trying to develop, let's say, these five prongs. And so here's a snapshot of what Volvo is doing right now with, let's say, applying video at the next level.
Try to figure out a way that we could put people inside the car without the car physically being there. The solution that we came up with was to use Google Cardboard, which is a brand new low-cost virtual reality platform. This is the first time any brand has done anything like this.
We're shooting an immersive experience for Volvo, and we're going to be taking the Volvo XC90 on a journey through the landscape here in Vancouver.
The best thing about Google Cardboard is that it allows us to reach so many people. You fold this thing together, you slide your smartphone into it. As a user, it makes you feel like you're really inside the car.
It is really a test drive for everyone. It's simple, it's playful, and also grown-up should be allowed to play a little.
When you're in the experience, you'll be sat at the driver's seat of the Volvo. You can look around, you take in all the interior.
What we've done here with Google Cardboard and Volvo is really the best of innovation, because it's not just using technology for its own sake. It really does put people right in the center of the XC90.
The XC90 changes.
So I thought that was kind of a fun way just to set the stage and to let everybody know that video is absolutely not going to stagnate. This rapid growth that we saw starting a few years ago is just accelerating additional opportunities tied to video. So what we see as being cutting edge today in 5 years will probably seem to be blasé. So let's zero in specifically on online video spending. And a lot of this is video pre-roll, which a high percentage of the audience is actually already dialed into. According to the stats, if you look at this, the growth in billions is expected to go from $9.9 billion in this advertising just for this one area to $28 billion. So we're going to see, and this is obviously not just automotive, this is everybody. So pre-roll is going to become mainstream. So why is that happening? You know, what's the reality? What are some of the stats driving this? And I personally believe Google has never come out in any of the sessions that I've been with them on, but I believe that Google is really making a play for the billions being spent in traditional media, in other words, TV advertising. So TV's had a great run for 50 years, but with video pre-roll, you have the ability to geo-target an area, let's say 10 miles, 20 miles around your store. You can target specific zip codes if you want to do that. And you have the ability to target a specific audience. So, for example, you can target auto intenders. So if you're serving up video pre-roll ads for a specific truck, let's say it's an F-150, you can target people that have expressed interest with their searches on folks that are looking for the F-150, as well as conquesting, let's say, the Silverado. And you have the opportunity to do that at a fraction of the price. Now, also tied into YouTube, YouTube is becoming more and more of the area that folks are spending their time. So TV is starting to lose the reach that they've had for a number of years. So it's very logical for dealers that historically have spent, let's say, a big piece of their traditional budget on TV and or cable to take a piece of that, and we'll show what that does as an overall effective strategy if you do that. So here's some stats as far as the average consumption from some critical ages, ages 25 through 54. The number of minutes being spent, and you can see that YouTube is actually dwarfing everybody else, Netflix, Facebook, Yahoo, etc. If you compare it to the brands, ABC, NBC, and there are a couple key points to take away from this. YouTube mobile only is the dominant play where people in this critical age group, 18 to 49, which is obviously where most of the audience is trying to target as far as selling cars, YouTube mobile is number one. YouTube desktop is actually above TBS, etc. But it shows the impact and the importance of having a strong mobile strategy. As a matter of fact, one of the slides that I didn't have is the importance of having a strong mobile strategy, period. And again, from the session that I was just at, I believe they said that half of the Google searches are coming from a mobile device. So having a strategy that includes an online video piece is absolutely critical. Now, what about the impact of, for those dealers that are still involved in traditional media, meaning TV, is there an opportunity if you develop a YouTube or a online video strategy, can you actually make an impact with those dollars? And the answer is absolutely yes. So this was a tier two overview, and I believe it was out in Los Angeles with one of the brands. So tier two, the dollars being invested, so this was a bigger spend with a number of the local TV stations, and YouTube is actually identified down in the lower right. And what this is showing is the cost for running the YouTube ads was actually lower, and I think everybody should know that, but the reach is actually goes up. So the point of these slides, if you shift, if you have a traditional focus, and a lot of tier two dollars are still being used in TV, but if you shift just 15% of those dollars from TV, what type of impact will it make? And this is the summary. If you look at, let's say, the combined plan, the CPP, or the cost, basically, is going to go down, but at the same time, the reach or the effectiveness is going to go up. So how could that happen, or why would that happen? Well, there are a couple factors. Cord cutters, cord nevers are hopefully some terms that most of the audience is aware of. Cord nevers are a lot of the millennials where they'll never have cable. They're getting their media from alternative sources. Cord cutters are the folks that are basically severing those relationships. And again, if your dollars are being invested in a traditional manner, where there's you're spending money with newsprint and, let's say, some digital and TV, you're losing out on a percentage of those folks because they're moving away from traditional TV to other ways of capturing or gaining, let's say, their information for sports news, et cetera. And that's the relevance of that one slide showing the dominance of YouTube. So I've heard lots and lots of staff. I've had the opportunity to co-present with Google over the last 5 years at a number of sessions. And so it gives me a chance to have access to their deck and to hear a lot of information. And here are some of the key points as a former general manager that really resonates with me. 24 research touch points. So we'll call this a new road to the sale, Eliana. So how are these folks? What's the transition, the impact of the Internet, the impact of Google? Is that affecting everybody? Hopefully everybody will say yes, but what's the new reality that dealers are faced with? Well, 24 research touch points. The majority of those touch points are digital. Hopefully that's not a shock to anybody. So what's a touch point? A touch point is the specific step, usually over a three-month period of time, that an auto intender will take to determine what type of car, specific model, specific dealership, are they going to zero in on. So a touch point could be, let's say, seeing an ad on TV, or seeing an ad in a newspaper, or seeing an online video ad, or going to a website. So that's a touch point. And again, the majority of those touch points are going to be digital. What's another key metric as far as the road to the sale? The good news for dealers is that during this research phase, the average shopper will visit just under 5 dealer websites. So it is critical that your website doesn't look like everybody else's website. If you're a Ford dealer, and I know I'll step on potentially some toes with this statement, but if your website is identical to every other Ford dealer in your area, let's say you've got 10 other dealers you're competing with, what's your brand recognition, or why should somebody go to your store? So video is an opportunity there. Physical visits, and this has been hit really hard. And I hear anywhere from 1.2, 1.5 to 1.6. The latest stat from Google is 1.6 dealers. Physical visits. So they go through the 3 months, 24 research touch points, including 4 or 5, we'll call it, dealer website visits. Ultimately, they make a determination where they're going to go. And I've had some sessions at Digital Dealer called How to Become the Lucky 1.5. So regardless if it's 1.5 or 1.6, hopefully everybody listening in will agree that from 5 years ago, you don't get the traffic that where consumers will drive on a Saturday from dealership to dealership, driving all the cars, getting an idea. They do that all before you, they come in through the front doors. Now, of all the stats I have on here, the stat that blows me away every time I see it is the bottom one. Last year, and this stat's coming from Google, with a very extensive process that they go through with auto buyers. So these are not intenders. These are people that bought a new car. 56% of the auto buyers only test drove one vehicle. Now, when I first saw that, I thought, that's impossible. That cannot be right. And so this is something that is the new reality. So how do you become the lucky 1.5 or 1.6? In other words, how do you get consumers to come into your dealership, recognizing that they don't want to go into multiple stores, and recognizing that today's buyer, they don't want to even test drive the cars? Well, video can help with, let's say, this new opportunity. And how do you do that? Well, we leverage it in, and that's the purpose of today's webinar, focus on video pre-roll, focus on video included in Facebook ads. And if we talk about Facebook advertising, a number of dealers have been testing with really strong results just Facebook ads. So why add video? Well, video is more emotionally compelling, more emotionally engaging. You can express a lot more and get a lot more impact if you add that video element. Video lead responses, and I would echo the same bullet points from the Facebook ads with the lead responses. How do you differentiate? If you're getting an incoming lead, and not everybody is going to follow that traditional path, but when you do get those leads, how do you separate the responses of your dealership compared to the guys down the road? Video on the website, we touched on that, and then video for service. So let's dive in specifically with video pre-roll and talk about that. So here's some slides that I picked up from Google as well. And there are two different types of platforms that Google is leveraging, TrueView and DoubleClick. And I'll spend a little bit of time talking about DoubleClick. We are on the TrueView side. And again, both of them are great platforms. So for those of you that are on the TrueView side, I'm not saying that that's a bad move. We moved over to DoubleClick because we found that the click-throughs to the website were much better. And so the biggest difference between TrueView and DoubleClick on the surface, TrueView charges based on completed views, so all 30 seconds or up to 30 seconds. So if you're running a 15-second spot, you pay based on all 15 seconds when all 15 seconds is reached. If you're running a 45-second spot, because they don't restrict you to that, once 30 seconds, that becomes the trigger moment. With DoubleClick, which is what we moved to, it's based on a CPM or a cost per 1,000 video impressions. Now, we did A-B testing, and again, we loved TrueView because it got us into the game as a company about 4 years ago. We migrated over to DoubleClick once we hit a certain level because we feel that it's important to optimize for click-throughs to the website. So regardless if it's TrueView ads or DoubleClick ads, if we're focused on pre-roll, what are three key metrics or three key measurements that you can expect if you're serving these ads to automotive intenders? And here are three key areas. Each one is obviously very critical. Now, on the left, you'll see all people exposed to a TrueView ad. So if we're focused on, let's say, 30-second spots. That would be somebody that watches, let's say, 5 seconds. So most of the ads that we recommend, as a matter of fact, we play in the area of skippable after 5 seconds. So you can run non-skippable versus skippable. And I've even had debates with some dealers that wanted to do non-skippable 30-second ads. I would not recommend that because we don't want to irritate the audience that's, let's say, looking for folks, the low-level funnel audience that we're really trying to make an impact. I want them to have the opportunity to skip out. So on the left, we have people that did not watch all 30 seconds. On the right, those that watched all 30 seconds. So the engagement, obviously, is critical. And it also shows the importance of having relevant content that's compelling with the audience that you're serving these ads up to. So change in consideration, 57 versus 76%. So if you have, let's say, 30% of the people that are watching all 30 seconds of your ad, if they watch all of it, the change of consideration will go up significantly. Change in favorability, they're looking more with favor towards your specific product, and change in purchase intent. So again, consideration showing with favor, purchase intent. The last one is obviously a key one, 35%. If they're just exposed to the ad, and 61% increase as far as change in purchase intent if they're watching all 30 seconds. So let's get back to this discussion with DoubleClick versus TrueView. And again, both are great platforms because Google owns both. Google spent, I think, $1.2 billion to buy DoubleClick. It's a platform that allows companies like ours that are serving up these ads to focus on the Google Display Network. So you can still serve these ads up with YouTube. But you have the ability to serve the ads up in common sites like CNN or Fox or Yahoo or ESPN. So sports are big right now. Eliana was talking about that a little bit. So let's say that you want to catch the highlights on ESPN. The ideal goal would be to identify auto intenders and to serve up an ad, a 30-second spot or 15-second spot. We've had much stronger results with 30 seconds. You serve those ads up throughout the month, and regardless of where they're going, let's say to ESPN, or they want to find out what the latest is tied to the race for the presidency, we'll serve those ads up when they're going to video content on Fox or CNN, as well as some of the traditional spots. Now, some of the ad networks that you see on the right, some of you may recognize some of the individual networks, but you may not know all of them. These are ad networks that are serving up in multiple areas, like gaming. So, if you have an auto intender, you can serve those ads up in multiple areas. Most people probably recognize Pandora as being an option. You geo-target, and we target, and we strongly believe you target people that are looking for a specific brand, and this is a great opportunity, as I had shared earlier, with conquesting. So you can serve these ads up with either zip codes or an individual radius. So if you're a dealer in Los Angeles, you're probably not going to obviously go as far out compared to, let's say, a dealer in a more rural type of setting, Omaha or something. So here's an example of a 30-second spot. And a suggestion is the first 5 seconds, because if you're serving skippable ads, which I've mentioned is something that I would highly recommend, if you're serving skippable ads, they have to watch 5 seconds, so there should be some type of compelling reason, some type of hook to keep them engaged for more than 5 seconds. So here's an example of what a pre-roll spot looks like. We also have the ability to target people that are actually looking for that specific type of vehicle at that particular time. So they do the search. You'll notice that we're very aggressive on saying click here.
The new Honda Civic is loaded with convenient features and the drive to take you anywhere you want to go. Click now to make one yours today from Rick Case Honda, conveniently located on I-75 at Griffin Road.
Now, we direct this traffic to a landing page, and I'll let this play through.
The Honda Civic, intuitively connected and exactly what you have been searching for. Right now, we're making ownership easy and affordable. Check out the special offers on this page and drive one today.
unmistakable and unforgettable. The 2016 Honda Civic. The 1.5-liter four-cylinder engine uses state-of-the-art technology to produce an impressive 158 horsepower.
So I'm going to mute this so I can talk over it. What you're looking at is a landing page with video content selling the car and selling the store. So you'll notice that there are four videos framed up. The first two focus on the unit. Think of that as a virtual test drive. So what's the relevance of this? Well, if you remember the stat as far as the percentage of people that only want to demo one car, it's still important to get them aware of what the features are. And so if you're directing traffic to a page, think of this as a virtual test drive. And from a conquesting perspective, you know, this is a Honda ad. You may be focused on people that have never driven a Honda Civic. They may have been very loyal to Toyota for a long, long period of time. This is an opportunity to really showcase and use the road to the sale that was very, very critical, let's say 10 years ago, and that's most dealerships are still teaching a modified road to the sale, but doing it in a different format, using technology to basically still conform or to show what those virtual test drive aspects are in a video type of format and letting the consumer do it the way that they want to do it. So if you're running pre-roll, a lot of stores will direct them to, let's say, the SRP pages, which is great. An alternative, though, is to use something like this where it's a video type of experience where from their office or from their home, they can experience what that vehicle is all about. Now, what type of metrics should you be looking at? This is an example of a report, and this dealer is running two specific campaigns. And early on, we figured out we had dealers that had huge successes. It was not a lot of money compared to what they were spending in the past with TV, so they would run 10 campaigns, one for each model. You can actually overdo it with pre-roll. What I would recommend is not having 10 campaigns going on the sales side, maybe three at the most. Maybe a car. If, let's say, you're a Ford dealer, you could have an SUV, a truck, and a car. And then if you're doing another one, focus on service. But I would not run, let's say, 10 campaigns out of one dealer. Rather than that, I would rotate, let's say, the order and do three as an example and just rotate the models with whatever the offers are for the models that you're trying to push that month. Some of the key metrics that you should be getting from the agency that's running this for you or from yourself, you know, what's a good job look like? So in this case, the dealer has a budget of $2,000 for one of the campaigns, probably $3,000 for the second one. You don't have to spend a lot of money to effectively get traffic. As a matter of fact, we've managed 11,000 campaigns. Individual dealer campaigns over the last 4 years or so, 95% of those campaigns are $1,000 to $3,000. For $1,000, you can actually do a pretty decent job. If you're in L.A., you might want to increase it, or let's say one of the big cities like New York City, but I hear this from general managers all the time. Okay, so I'm going to spend $2,000. Can I really make a dent with $2,000 in my market? And the answer is yes. Because you're identifying just a segment, the 1% of the population that is has expressed interest or they've shown an interest to actually look at cars. So for $2,000, this dealer had 60,000 video impressions. What's a video impression? Well, at least 5 seconds up to 30 seconds. The CPM was $33. I probably have some folks from different agencies. They zero in on the CPM. From my point of view, and I think from most dealers' point of view, it's more relevant to look at the stats further to the right. So what are you getting for that? The completed view rate is a very important metric for Google. Their local or their average stats for completed view is much lower than what I'm showing you here. 31% is a good job. Google looks at this because they want the audience to actually stay in. So if you're getting 30%, 33% in that area, that's a nice job. Cost per completed view worked out to 11 cents on the top campaign, 9 cents on the bottom. That's pretty much in the general area that you should be seeing. Now, we've run some campaigns for exotics. out in Los Angeles. As an example, Countach's. And so the CPM and the cost per completed view may be different for an exotic, but if you're selling mainstream cars, Honda, Toyota, FCA, this is going to be more in line. Click-throughs. Again, our goal is to get a 1% click-through. This dealership, these campaigns perform very well. So the cost per click, $266 on the top line, $276 on the bottom line, are numbers that we feel really good about. If you're not getting a 1% click-through, if it's close to that, that's fine. But if you're, let's say, a half of a percent click-through, you may want to analyze either the content that you're serving, you know, the type of ad, or the audience that you're serving it up at. Now, you can add pixels, and most of the dealers love this because it, again, is confirmation that we're serving these ads up in the right area or the right pool. We're fishing in the right area. And so post-click would simply mean that post-click is they clicked and they came back to the website, let's say, over a period of time. We usually track that for 60 days. Post-view means they viewed the video, but it's an interruption. We interrupted that auto intender going to, let's say, the ESPN highlights. We interrupted them. They didn't stay for a long period. They didn't click over to the website, but at some point they did. So like any type of advertising, we're trying to deliver a consistent message. So the key metrics that I zero in on that I just articulated are at the top. So completed views, percentage, click-throughs, cost per click. If you're in the 2 to 3 area, that's great. If you're at $6, you're probably not doing something that you could probably more effectively run those campaigns. Now, are there outside independent companies that are basically validating the use of video pre-roll? A discussion that I have with a number of dealers is their bounce rate is higher, and there are different reasons for that. Primarily, and as I had mentioned, you're interrupting, so it's not going to be, let's say, like paid search. So if you look at this, at pre-roll, as only a lead generator, you're going to be disappointed. You have to look at it a little bit differently, expecting in some cases a higher bounce rate, but are there stats showing from outside companies like JD Power that it is absolutely making an impact? So this is a summation of a national campaign. There are 400 and some odd dealers involved with a brand, and I can't mention who it is, with a specific focus on one of their models. And the key areas that was analyzed is highlighted over on the left. More likely to purchase that brand, more likely to purchase that model. So in other words, if you're focused, let's say you're the Honda dealer, like the example I showed you, and you're running pre-roll campaigns for Civic, a percentage or some of those folks are going to come in, or they may be more interested in the Accord. They want something a little bit larger. That's absolutely going to be the case. So what this study showed from a confirmation, third-party, credible source, JD Power, if you're running pre-roll campaigns, you have the ability to absolutely make an impact with some of the key measurements. So with that, what we'd like to do is take a break in the action before we get in. And most of this is going to be weighted towards, I don't want everybody to think I'm going to go into as much detail with Facebook and that. But this is such a critical area that my goal or my hope is that after this discussion, we get a lot of folks diving in, putting at least $1,000 testing pre-roll campaigns. So with that, Eliana, I think we've got another question.
Thank you very much. You're doing great, Phil. All right, audience, we have our second and final poll question of the day on your screen now. We'd love to know, how is video pre-roll advertising working for you? Please select one of the following answers. Is it working great for you? Are you looking to improve because you're not maybe seeing the results you'd like? How about, I'm not sure we're doing it right. We may need to start over. What about, maybe you tried video pre-roll in the past, you weren't happy, and you're thinking maybe you'd want to try it again. Or, we aren't currently doing video pre-roll. Whatever the answer is, we're curious to find out. So let's get these answers in. We'll give you a few more seconds to get those answers in. And thank you so much, everyone, for taking part in these poll questions. They really help us out. I know they're helping Phil out. Phil, aren't they helping you out?
Yes, absolutely, because 33% of the audience is involved. So, yes, I'm very curious to see what the feedback is on this.
Okay. So, how is video pre-roll advertising working for you? It's great. We're video pre-roll ninjas. Or we have it, but we were hoping for better results, so we're looking to improve. How about answer number three is, I don't even know if we're doing it right. We may need to scrap what we're doing and start from scratch. Answer number four is, you know what, we tried video pre-roll in the past. I don't know, we stopped doing it. We might, I don't know, Phil seems pretty sold on this. We might have to try it again. Or the last answer, we're not doing video pre-roll. Never did it, don't know what it is, didn't know we were supposed to be doing it. All right, you know what, almost everyone has voted now. So, Phil, if you're ready, I'll stop.
I am. Let's hear it.
Let's do it. Thank you, everyone, for voting. Let's see what the answers are. All right, 11% of today's audience say, hey, video pre-roll works great for us. 24%, however, so almost a quarter of today's audience, say they have it, they're using it, they're not excited about it, and they are looking to improve. They're not seeing the results they'd like. So that's a quarter, all right? 8% of today's audience say they're not sure they're doing the video pre-roll advertising correctly. They may have to stop what they're doing and see what they should be doing. 3% of today's audience say they've tried video pre-roll in the past. They weren't happy. Who knows? Maybe they'll try it again. But the majority, 55% of today's audience, say they're not doing video pre-roll right now. Phil?
That's interesting. Yeah, thank you so much, Eliana, and thanks for everybody sharing that. I'll share one more piece, and this will be the final part of the discussion on pre-roll. If you go to any of the sessions coming up, whether it's NADA, Digital Dealer, whatever, and if you go to any of the Google Work sessions or sessions that they're speaking at, if you ask a question, a lot of times they'll actually volunteer this. How do I gain relevance with Google? And hopefully, if you're a dealer, you believe if you're more dialed in with Google, you're going to sell more cars. You know, they're the 800-pound gorilla. They will answer, and quite frankly, if I'm co-speaking with some of the Google folks, if they don't volunteer this, I put them on the spot, and I'll ask that question to them in front of everybody. If I want to gain, as a dealer, relevance with Google, what do I need to do? Number one is paid search, and that's where they've made their fortune. Number two is what we're talking about today, video pre-roll. Number two, well above display. I've had the fortune of speaking with Peter Leto a number of times. Peter and I have been on the show, as Eliana mentioned at the beginning.
He's such a sweetheart.
And Pete, he's great. He works at, he heads up automotive for Google, and he's very, just a great guy. And he'll actually expand upon that and say, what's interesting, a few years ago, not that far, let's say 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when I was at Tier 2, let's say in front of a group of dealers or doing a Tier 3 event, I would answer that question, number one, paid search, number two, display. Today, without question, video has dominated the second spot. So with that, we'll move into the next area, which is, you know, talk about Facebook video advertising. And I was encouraged because a number of the folks, and every time I get in front of a group, I'll ask, okay, how many of you are involved in Facebook ads? And this is kind of going to be one of the next big opportunities. Now, with that stated, I am not suggesting that you move your dollars from video pre-roll advertising automatically into Facebook video advertising. This is at a different area, but the CPMs are coming in much lower, and this is complementary. So if anything, take your dollars from traditional media and complement. So you're building on beyond, let's say, the first segment, which is pre-roll. That's step one. This is step two. So let's look at one of the ads.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not hearing it.
Malibu.
Sorry. Hey, I had it muted. Let me try that again. Sorry, y'all.
You're doing good.
From the beach to Broadway.
The Chevrolet Malibu is changing the perception of what a mid-sized car can be. Malibu is thoughtfully designed to deliver impressive safety, exceptional efficiency, and seamless connectivity. Call, click, or stop in for a test drive today.
All right, now you'll notice that that's a much shorter ad, and these are typically, we're finding, and they're different formats, we're finding that we're getting better results actually with the 15-second spots rather than the 30 seconds. I emphasize with pre-roll we're getting different dynamics, and this is a different audience. And we have the ability to serve these ads up by a geo-targeted type of area, and we're actually dialed in with Oracle. Oracle's working with Facebook, so we're doing some exciting things, and Oracle has unbelievable data to really target specifics tied with where these ads are being served. So as I had mentioned, the CPM is a lot lower. Here are some of the key areas. CPM, just under $9. And so the click-through rates are probably going to be lower. And there are different ways of actually serving up the video Facebook ads, but this is complementary to what you're doing in your video strategy, building it beyond just the video pre-roll ads. I would not eliminate your budget with pre-roll. All right, so let's talk about opportunities tied to embracing video responses to a customer. And there are some groups that have basically validated. They would never give me the metrics because they know I go on shows like this, and they didn't want me to talk about specifics because they're in a competitive space, even though I requested the metrics several times. And one of the bigger, I don't even share who this is, eLead actually started tracking some of the effectiveness. And if you do a video response, here's what they found: better engagement. What does that mean? Well, more of a likelihood that you're going to get a prospect to actually respond back to you via text, even a phone call. So let me play an example of what a video response would be, where you can take a cell phone out and basically answer a consumer. And I'll make sure the video is...
Parker, my name is Manny. I'm one of the sales consultants here at Hall Ford and Newport News. Sending you a quick video on the Edge Sport that you had inquired about on the cars.com website. I understand that you have some questions about leasing this particular vehicle. Just want to let you know that it is here and available. Very nice Edge here. We got quite a few of them. You can give me a call when you get a chance. You can reach me at 757-989-5700.
Okay, so Manny looks like an approachable guy. He doesn't look threatening. And so you can accomplish a couple things. Eliana, would you send your mom, your mother in to meet with this guy?
Absolutely.
Does he look like a... Okay, so that's the point. If you've got a sales team or a BDC team where they have a good demeanor, and hopefully that's almost everybody in your dealership, this is an opportunity to break the walls down, to introduce yourself as an actual live person rather than just a email response with a name. And it's a separation from what most dealers are doing. So here's a guy that's taking the time to walk out to show the specific car for this prospect that's in an elite. I love this. He does a nice job. I guarantee you that with a guy like this that's taking a couple extra moments, that he's driving additional opportunities for himself. So let's talk about the next opportunity in terms of a concept called, I like to refer to it as full motion video. Now, I love stitched video. As a matter of fact, we're rolling out the next generation of what a lot of people refer to as stitched video in the month of November. We've been involved in that for 11 and a half years, almost 12 years. One opportunity, though, to complement that is to actually take actual video content and add a voice overview. So I'm going to share, some of you guys may know Jeff Kirshner because he's been involved in some major blogs. Eliana, I think you're a friend of Jeff's, and this
Definitely.
Is a dealership that, yeah, a very sharp guy, does some really creative stuff. So here's a little piece that Jeff created. So you'll see his image in the reflection. So...
we have the convertible sports coupe for you right here in this Mercedes-Benz SL550. It's a 2014. Boy, does it look good. And it's yours for under $65,000. It has just over 17,000 miles. And this lunar blue metallic has great looking lines, and boy, doesn't it look fast? It's because it is fast. The twin turbo 4.7 liter V8 puts out 429 horsepower and will get you from 0 to 60 in a matter of just 4.5 seconds. You also have the driver selectable suspension to help get that perfect feel as you go down the road. 18-inch alloy wheels as we look at the driver's side with those sleek lines. Headlights are Visteon active lights with high-pressure headlight cleaners. Get a glimpse of the Designo Tuscany beige pearl Napa leather interior there with the champagne white piano lacquer trim. Multifunction steering wheel has Bluetooth and cruise control as well as paddle shifters. Your media center has a CD changer to feature 14 Harman Kardon speakers, has dual zone climate control, navigation system, and a rear view camera. These sports seats are heated and ventilated with 14-way power with massage and bolstering functions.
Okay, wait.
Okay, so I'm going to talk over it.
Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
The seats massage you too? Dude, where do I sign?
There you go. Of course you want that in a car.
I was going to say, I had this one car a while back, and it had a heated steering wheel. I'm like, dude, I'm never going to have that heated steering wheel again. But massage seats? Oh, that might make me happy.
Well, of course everybody wants that. But if you watch this.
It's gorgeous.
You know, it's an incredible way to showcase, and Jeff's a strong believer in this. Now, one of our guys actually added the voiceover, but if you look now with what, if I turn the sound back on, it would talk about the retractable roof, and it shows how quickly this actually responds. So people, again, do not want to visit very many stores. They only visit, as stated a couple times, one or two at the most. So how do you become the lucky one? 1.5. And they don't want to even drive cars. Well, this is a great way to do a very effective job of showcasing what the car is. And I'll share a stat with everybody, and Eliana, this may not be a surprise, that the people that are buying cars like this, the luxury brand, those cars that cost in excess of $50,000,
mm-hmm.
It's off the charts as far as the percentage of people looking actively for video content. It's like 85%. So for those of you that are on the call, which I know it's a high percentage that are selling the higher-end cars, it's very likely, like 85% of your customers are actively looking for video content. So there are tools to help the dealer with that. A lot of stores have the ability to capture the full motion video content, but they may not have professionally trained voice talent. And so one of the options that we have as a company is to lay in a voice track tied to that specific type of car. And so one option, if you're doing full motion and sending that type of an overview back to the prospect, would be to voice or have somebody that knows the car do a voiceover, or work with a company like ours where we can get a data feed and actually lay in the voice track and then have that published or syndicated to all of the key sites, AutoTrader, Cars.com, YouTube, etc. So that's a very exciting option or opportunity for dealers that are looking for, let's say, the edge. And a lot of the groups that we end up working with are some of the more dominant players, and they're always looking for, let's say, the next step, how to be just a little bit better than the guys down the road. And what Jeff is doing is he's taking the time to do that virtual walk around, full motion, and he's basically validating stronger engagement. As a matter of fact, he shared some stats that his sales have been up as a result of using something like this. Now, let's take the virtual test drive concept to another level, and that's new model content. And this is an exciting option that is actually being rolled out next month by our group. So as, you know, think of a destination page where you're driving either paid search or pre-roll or Facebook ads to a specific area. How do you create that opportunity that for years has been a key for convincing a customer to buy the car, that demo ride, the most valued part, recognizing that a lot of people do not want to demo the car? Well, here is a way that you can easily just plug in a page that does a virtual test drive.
The native behind the wheel, the 2016 Lincoln MKX was born, where elegance and passion merge. Technology is part of your everyday, but Lincoln MKX surrounds you in luxurious intelligence, from comfort and entertainment to drive and safety. In the Lincoln MKX, your happiness is paramount. That's why the driver's seat comes with heat, 10-way power lumbar, and memory. The cabin is a serene sanctuary, thanks to sound-deadening features and luxurious details. Your driving experience begins and ends with ingenious inventions. Use your foot to activate the hands-free liftgate. Arrive without incident thanks to integrated intelligence like the 360-degree camera and active park assist. Innovative safety features like pre-collision assist with pedestrian detection combine radar and camera technology. Available in a wide range of sophisticated color and interior trim combinations, Lincoln MKX complements your style. The Lincoln MKX. Inspire extraordinary drives with exceptional experience.
Okay, so I'm going to pick up again so that I can talk through this. So there's opportunities to actually have incentives. As indicated, or as you can see, there's a lead form, and there's additional video content that the customer, we're trying to create more of an interaction with the customer hitting your website. So we're driving folks, we're spending a lot of money driving folks to the website. They're going to, on average, as shared earlier, 4.5 websites. How do you create a dynamic to get them interested in actually coming in? Well, and knowing that a lot of them do not want to test drive the car, here you go. You have the option of actually creating this type of dynamic. Here's a very successful Lexus store that I think they've been number one for Lexus 25 years in a row. These guys sell 800 new Lexuses for those in the audience that are not familiar with them. This, again, is something similar where it's a landing page showcasing, let's say, key features or the key features of, in this case, the ES350, but then you have the opportunity to have an About Us video as well as individual links to individual VDP links with the car that's being showcased. So in other words, envision a pre-roll ad on the ES350 driving them to a page. Right here are thumbnails of the individual cars that fit that category. So I'll play a little bit of what these guys are doing to kind of introduce their dealership to drive additional traffic in.
When you think Lexus, think JM Lexus.
JM Lexus is the number one Lexus dealer in the world since 1992, and that's because every customer who walks through our doors is treated to a luxury experience like nothing else in the world. That's the JM way, with associates whose number one goal is 100% customer satisfaction. More Lexus vehicles than you'll find anywhere else. Over 1,400 to choose from. Facilities that ensure that every vehicle is worked on as quickly and professionally as possible. And amenities that will make your wait as comfortable and enjoyable as being in your own home. The JM way. It's what makes JM Lexus the world's favorite place to buy Lexus. Experience the world's number one dealership for yourself today.
When you think Lexus, think JM Lexus.
So what do you think of that, Eliana?
That was gorgeous. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, some of our audience may be saying, okay, hey, I am not a JM Lexus. I have a small dealership. I only have 40 new cars. It doesn't matter. You know, that's just an example. And every dealership does a lot of training with their sales team. Why buy here? Get those bullet points in a video and showcase it on your website and show customers specifically why they should come in and spend some time, not just a talking head of the GM or the dealer. And I've seen some stores do this, and it's not a good experience. Always come from the point of view of the customer and not just a person talking into the video saying, hey, we're the best, we're easy to work with. Well, okay, that doesn't mean anything. Have something of significance. We guarantee everybody's going to be treated fairly. We've got a 3-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like the car, bring it back, or we've got oil changes for life. You know, whatever the hooks are, that should be basically promoted in a video that's easy to find. So I love that piece that the JM team came up with. It shows you know, basically the size and the scope of their operation. Okay, so final piece, video for the service team. These are some slides coming from, again, our friends at Google. And if you look at the three key areas, and hopefully everybody is focused on service. I hear from some dealers, hey, we're getting swamped with, you know, we don't care about customer pay because of all the recalls, the warranties, we can't handle it. Well, that's going to eventually come to an end. Also, this run that we've had for, let's say, 3 or 4 years as far as new car sales, that's going to be slowing down. I think a lot of predictions are that it's going to be tapering off. So if you at a dealership want to maintain whatever gross margins or levels that you're at, focus on service, not just on the sales side. So when consumers are looking for opportunities for service, there are three segments that Google puts them on, online, in-person, offline. So if we look at the online, the search engines, in other words, going to Google, is by far the dominant area. If you look at what influences people to go to service areas, family members, friends, and this hopefully is not a surprise or a shock, are going to influence. So it's by referral. Hey, I was treated really, really well at JM Lexus. You should really go over there for your service. That's going to be number one. But the search engines are key. Number two with online would be tire automotive service store websites. Number three would be vehicle dealership websites. So what this is telling us is people have been groomed or have been trained for a large number of reasons to actually go to the independent carriers or the independent companies. They're looking for alternatives. A number that I've learned from Google is that only 29% of the dollars being generated for fixed, that would be parts and service nationwide, only 29% of those dollars are actually flowing to dealerships nationwide. So there's huge upswing. And another step before we get into the reasons why you should have a digital strategy. If you get a customer to come in 2 times a year to your service department, the likelihood that they buy their next car, whether it's new or used, goes up an unbelievable amount. And again, Google has this data. They track everything. And so the stats for why you should have a digital strategy for service are not just tied to increasing service or fixed operations gross, which is hopefully a big option or a big reason for most dealers. Also think retention of the customer. If they go to the independent guy down the road for customer pay, they're not as dialed in with your operation. So here's the dealership for the first example that was running, and I believe that they still are, a pre-roll campaign. They're in Los Angeles. They wanted to promote the fact that they have extended hours. They're open 7 days a week. For those of you in a market where you're open 6 days a week, I'm not suggesting you do that, but you know, their hook was trying to figure out, you know, how do we get everybody to come in? How do we drive our service operation? So here's the pre-roll campaign that we ended up with.
Click now to save big on service at Premier Chrysler Jeep of Placentia. Our service department is open late, and we're open on Sundays, too, for your convenience. We service all brands, plus when you stop in, you'll get a free tire rotation. Come see us any day of the week. We're open late. Premier Chrysler Jeep of Placentia. We offer all auto services, auto maintenance, and the auto parts you need to keep your vehicle running like new.
Okay, so a couple things I really like about that piece is all makes and models. So hopefully, for the GMs listening, that resonates with you. You know, how do you do an effective job of getting everybody in? Well, free tire rotation. I like the hook. It doesn't have to be that. Maybe it's a discount on the oil change. But again, in the first 5 seconds, you should have something of significance to keep them on for more than the first 5 seconds. And people love giveaways. Now, a YouTube strategy should also be part of the focus for anybody on this final piece, you know, building a video strategy for service. And a very inexpensive, it's basically free, it's only the cost of actually creating the video content. Something that is a great opportunity to drive awareness of a dealership service department is to create a series of do-it-yourself videos tied to that dealership. Now, again, this is something, Eliana, that I've debated with GMs where they'll say, why in the world would I want to do something like that? I just want them to come in. Well, they're going to find that content on YouTube. And there are hours and hours. As a matter of fact, one of the stats I heard, just for three of the major do-it-yourself types of areas, it would take 3 years to watch all of the video content. So if you are, let's say, if you want to be viewed as the expert in your community, let's say you're in Chicago and you're a dealer and you're a Ford dealer and you want to gain recognition, you can look at the number of views with this independent dealer, and I'm going to play this video. He has over 1 million views on how to remove the car emblems. Now, I don't know if I'd start with that. A good one would be how to change the cabin filter in the car, or how to change the oil, or how to change the antifreeze. But these do-it-yourself videos are the number one area on YouTube that consumers are actually looking for. So if you identify yourself as the expert in providing information for, let's say, your area, where are they going to go to actually look at their next car, whether it's a new or a used car? Where are they going to buy their parts? And again, as I play these examples, keep in mind that they are going to find this content if or with or without your assistance. So there's a series of videos that I'll play.
What we have here today is a 2014 GTR Black Edition, and you can tell because it's got some carbon fiber pieces and some other little intricate things that separate it from a normal GTR. Today's video is going to be on how to remove the badges. Now, the car has about 200 miles on it. The gentleman drove it all the way up from Pennsylvania. He bought it early this morning, or received it early this morning, and drove up from Pennsylvania. Now, I'm polished.
Okay, so that's one
today
example.
We're going to replace the cabin air filter on the 2013 Honda Accord. It's fairly straightforward. It's going to save you quite a bit of money to do it yourself. I mean, these are much easier than they used to be. It's not as difficult at all. What do you need as far as tools? A pair of hands. That's it. You don't need anything else. So this is our replacement filter. And, take a quick look.
Welcome to TeachMeAuto.com. In this video, we're going to show you how to replace the fuel filter in this 2001 GMC Sierra 1500.
Keeping a clean fuel filter is very important because a clogged fuel filter will hurt your engine's performance and it will decrease your fuel mileage.
So why did I grab some independent examples? Because quite frankly, I was doing some searches and those were the guys coming up on top. So the first example, the guy was talking about a brand new 2014, the one that had 1 million views.
Right.
So that was produced in 2014. I just grabbed that content about 2 months ago. It's still up there and it's gone viral. And it looked like a pretty nice shop because they showed a little bit of footage. The second and third places or second and third options, you could tell that they're small independent guys. And each of those videos had over 100,000 views. So again, why would somebody do this? Because it's a very inexpensive way to gain recognition. So here are some suggested resources. I like to stay on top of Google. They have some very smart people. They're all smart. I love interacting with them, and they have people that will send you weekly posts. So if you go to thinkwithgoogle.com, you can get on their email list. Some of it's relevant to the car business. I get some great ideas off of that. YouTube also has something that they've introduced over the last couple months called Director for Business. It allows small businesses to easily create video content. So if you don't have the budget with an agency coming in creating content, go just do a quick Google search and look for that. If you go to our website, UnityWorks Media, you'll also see some content that I've written over the years. I've written for Digital Dealer and CBT News for various publications. So if you want additional insight on the discussion that we started with on why pre-roll and the differences between TrueView and that, there's some articles that everybody can go to just as a suggested source. Action items. So what should you do? Get involved in pre-roll. Test it as shared. For $1,000, you can actually get an impact. If you're a small dealer in a really small town, try $500. I think you'll be surprised at the number of video impressions and the reach that you can get. If you're presently involved, I gave you benchmarks. You know, compare some of these results that I shared with you with the company that you're getting. If you're not getting results, because I saw one dealer told me that their agency was using pre-roll like TV, so basically blasting anybody that was online, that's a huge mistake. That's not the goal. It's not like TV. The power that Google is giving us is the ability to drill down to the 1% that's actively engaged. Test video as a response. And again, you can take baby steps into this. There are tools to help you with the video-enabled response. Test that for yourself. Get one of your top salespeople that's willing. There's always a couple that see the value of this right away. You can invest also in an iPhone with video editing tools. And also, if you want, you can test out the YouTube Director for Business. There are tools out there to make this easier. Test the opportunities with video-enabled Facebook ads. Finally, test a video strategy with your website so that you're separating your Honda site or your Lexus site or your Ford site with all the other Ford or Lexus dealers in your area. And then absolutely develop a YouTube channel strategy. And you can start small but have a written game plan with that YouTube channel as far as the type of content that you want to put in there. And have fun with it. Have one of your technicians, maybe it's once a month, just do a overview. And as a suggestion, if you're doing this yourself without, let's say, somebody helping you from an agency, make sure that you mic that tech up so that you can clearly hear them. So as a quick overview, those would be some of the suggestions that I would have. And so with that, Eliana, I'll turn it back to you.
I love it. Thank you so much. All right, audience, we have a few things to discuss with you. First of all, you got any questions for Mr. Video himself? As you can tell, no one knows more about online marketing with video than Mr. Video. So get those questions in. We want to help you. Now, second thing I want to tell you about is the handouts section of your GoToWebinar interface. Today we have two handouts for you. One, of course, is Phil Sura's slide deck that you just saw. And then we have another one for you. It's kind of like, Phil, jump in here with me. It's like a step-by-step guide on these next-level video strategies.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we have tools for each one of these areas. So if anybody needs help, call me. And we have some suggestions. If you want to do it on your own or if you want to do it with your own agency, that's fine. But we have each of these strategies, each of the five pieces. So you can simply print that, and that can become one of your focuses going into 2017, zeroed in on some of the key points. And, you know, it's interesting. I'll talk to dealers or GMs, and I'll ask, do you have a video strategy? Everybody thinks they have a video strategy if they're doing one piece. Yes, we've got Stitch Video on our website. And they think that that's it. Well, okay, that's a baby step in. And that's great, but you can do a lot more. And it opens up the door. So if you print out the attachment, the PDF that Eliana is talking about, that can be kind of a guide or a starting point as you talk through this with your management team.
Yes, so listen, you have until the end of this broadcast to download both of those handouts. I suggest you do it. There's great stuff in there. You're not going to want to miss out on it, okay? So go to the handout section of your GoToWebinar interface and get to it. All right, before we go any further, because we're getting a lot of great questions in from the audience right now, but before we get to those questions, oh, baby, it's that time. You know what? Let's put on our webcams because I want them to see my expression of sheer joy when I tell everyone about this. Okay, if you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends over at UnityWorks Media, they're giving away an awesome prize on today's webinar. One lucky attendee is going to win 3 free months of Model Minute Plus, a newly released showcase player that provides virtual test drives and a fully interactive experience for all the new model video content for one of your brands that you represent. It's an awesome prize for your dealership.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it's
and
great.
That's the Lincoln experience.
You showed it earlier on, right?
Yeah, exactly. So the experience that we showed with the Lincoln is exactly what we're talking about. Virtual okay. test drives on the dealer website.
Oh, as a matter of fact, you know what? You can go to the next slide. Okay, this giveaway, 3 free months, is valued at just under $900. So everyone, get ready, get to your keyboards. First person to write in the correct response is going to be winning this awesome prize today. As you can probably tell, this prize is intended for dealership personnel only, so we're going to ask all of you vendors out there, please sit this one out. We do love having you, though. Love having you. Okay, dealership people, get ready. Not an easy question. Good luck. According to Google, what 3 changes will take place when consumers are exposed to video pre-roll? We're looking for 3 answers, 3 changes. All right? It was the change in something, and then the change in something else, and then the change in a third thing. All right? So that's what we're looking for. Oh, let's see. We got a couple of answers, and let's see who took good notes. Megan, consideration, February, that's the one. Megan Gunderson, right. First person to write in, got it right.
Good job, Megan.
Megan Gunderson, congratulations. I don't recall seeing your name on my screen before to be a winner, so congratulations. Let me know, have you won before? I don't think you have. Megan, I am writing your name down. We're making this official. By the way, just so you know, oh, no, you haven't. Congratulations, Megan. You're a first-time dealer on webinar prize winner. Yes, you are the first person to write in the 3 correct answers. Change in consideration, change in favorability, and change in purchase intent. Congratulations, Megan Gunderson. Uh-oh, that's it. It's on my piece of paper. It's official. Megan, while you're at it, send me the name of your dealership so we can give you a proper congratulations. Thank you so much, everyone, for playing along. I know we only had 1 cool prize today, but you know what? We give away cool prizes every week, so come on back to another Dealer On webinar. Who knows? That could be the day you win a cool prize on a Dealer On webinar. Right now, we're going to congratulate Megan Gunderson from Snell Motors in Mankato.
Mankato.
Oh, yes. Mankato. It's around you, right? Minneapolis?
Yeah, right down the road.
Wow. All right, Megan. You guys are practically neighbors. Hey, anyway, congratulations, Megan. You won a great prize for your dealership. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at UnityWorks Media for their incredible generosity. Thank you, everyone, for playing along. All right, we're going to get to those questions now. Are you ready, big man?
Absolutely.
All right, here we go. First question came in pretty early. Where'd you go?
I'm trying to advance, and I can't advance for some reason.
Really?
Unless I flip off, yeah. So.
Oh, well, that's just silly. I thought maybe you could advance on your keyboard. Okay, yeah, advance the slide 1, and then come on back so people can see you answer your questions. All right, here we go. Your first question, Phil, comes in from Hal. He actually wrote it in quite early, and Hal says, good afternoon. Could you provide specific examples of best practice videos for all 5 areas, pre-roll, Facebook, lead response, dealer website, and service, i.e., can you suggest dealer sites for us to go view and see how it's being done well? This is before you even showed the first first video. So, Hal, I'm going to ask you, did you like all the examples that he gave, or are you looking for more? And Phil, do you have more to share? Like, do you know of a dealership who's doing everything right?
So, if you send me Hal's, and anybody for that matter, send an email to me at phil.sir@unityworksmedia.com, and I'll send you some examples for each of those categories. So I shared some examples with some pretty big names, you know, JM Lexus, and Rick Hayes was the most profitable Honda store in the world. But if you want some additional examples for service in that, send me an email, and I'll absolutely tie that in.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, wonderful.
That's,
Hal,
that's
you just scored a jackpot. I know, it's a great question, right? So is this next one, because I don't think you actually hit on it. This one comes in from Josh. He says, I don't know, am I jumping the gun? But how can this look for a used car dealer? Do you have any examples for that? Phil, can you use all of this stuff for used cars, too?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we don't actively go after the independent dealers just because we're focused primarily on new, but I meet a lot of the more progressive independent dealers at events like Digital Dealer. So we have absolutely helped the independent dealers, even with some of the dealers focused on, let's say, the credit challenged area. We can build video content specific to what their niche is. So if you're an independent dealer selling trucks or late model used cars, that can be the message as to why they should come in or consider your dealership. Something else could be, specifically for independent dealers, again, geo-targeting an area looking for those auto intenders. And so regardless if you're selling to credit challenged folk or if you're on the upper end, I talked to a dealer in Texas, and he was selling a lot of exotics, and it really impressed me as far as the amount of money that they had in the inventory. And that's a dealer that can absolutely leverage video ads, whether they're on Facebook or through DoubleClick, and zero in and just create awareness that you exist.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Josh, I hope that helped you out. We're looking forward for some more questions from you coming up. Okay, now this is funny. When you showed the Jeff Kirshner video, we're just called that, right? When you showed the Jeff Kirshner video, Paul wrote in. He says, I'm doing that now. And he, like, gave me a link and all kinds of stuff. And then he wrote in that he himself does personalized voiceovers using the customer's name. And then
that's great.
Yeah, I know, isn't it? And then he said he wanted me to tell you and everyone else that he uses iMovie. It's only $4.99, and he says it's a great starter editor.
Great.
All right.
No, that's good.
And then
I think, Eliana, just to say, and who wrote that in?
Paul.
What? Paul. So, Paul, good job. If you're personalizing a message saying, hey, Eliana, check this out, then that's more personalized and nice move, and I know you're absolutely going to get traction from that.
Oh, he didn't stop there, my friend. No, Paul wrote back in to say, you do such a great job, Phil. Always a pleasure to get your knowledge and guidance. When I grow up, I want to be Mr. Video Junior. How cute is that?
Love it. Hey, that made my day. That made my day. My wife always gets embarrassed when she hears Mr. Video. She says, you've got to be kidding. So I'm going to tell her that. Somebody else wants to be Mr. Video.
And by the way, Paul just wrote in again. He said, plus in his videos, he includes background music. What?
Very
wow.
Cool.
Very nice. Paul, I think you should email Phil and share one of your links. Who knows? Maybe the next time Phil is looking for great examples, he can use one of yours.
I'd like to see it.
Paul, you see his email address right on there. Oh, he says he will. What? Watch out for that,
good.
Phil. All right, here we go. Let's move on to next question. Came in from Hal again. He says, on the Kirshner example, why the stitch video as opposed to just a straight video? Were you just telling us that you used stitch video on this one, or
That actually was full motion.
Video?
So yeah, that was not stitch video. So there were segments where there was a transition, and so that was not stitch video. That was full motion video where a voice track was actually added after the fact. So if you think of stitched, and if everybody doesn't know what I mean by that, those are taking the photos that everybody takes of their cars. And, again, that's something that we've been involved in for 12 years. There are about four companies involved in Stitch Video.
Right.
With Stitch Video, you take individual images and, let's say, use 9, 10, 12 photos, and you pan and scan on the individual photos to give the appearance that it's a video overview. And then you lay in a voice track. With full motion, there are different tools. We're actually partnered with a group called AutoZone Video. They were just awarded the third prize or third place prize at
the convention that you were just at, Driving Sales
Executive Summit in Vegas.
Yeah, so they were just awarded one of the prizes for having an innovative initiative to give tools to dealers to actually capture full motion content easily on an iPhone, and actually they're partnered with us where we grab that content if a store doesn't have the ability to syndicate out to all of the sites as well as laying in voice tracks. So what Paul is doing is great, being able to capture full motion, doing the voiceover, adding background music, that's fantastic. So the clip with Jeff Kirshner was full motion that he actually captured on his iPhone, sending it to us, laying in a voice track, and so that was an example of that.
Right. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Great question from Hal. I have this really cool one that came in from Steven. Steven says, Mr. Video, can you critique my pre-roll ads?
Yeah.
He says, I make all my own pre-rolls myself. I love making these things, but I'm worried about effectiveness. Can you let me know if I'm in the right direction with my production? Now, he sent me a couple of links, but Steven, I can't play them unless I have, like, permission from your dealer. So instead, why don't you send those links directly to Mr. Video himself? And
I'd love to talk to you.
Yes, Stephen, if you could do that, I would really appreciate it. And I know Phil would as well. As you can tell, he's a super sweet guy, nicest guy you'll ever meet. So he'll absolutely critique it for you and let you know how you're doing. Right, Phil?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
No, I'd love to see.
All right. Thank you so much, Stephen, and continued success, my friend. Okay, next one comes in from Stephanie. Stephanie says, so let me get this straight. Someone at the store takes a video with an iPad, and then you can do a voiceover? That's cool. Is this an app? Sorry if I totally missed something.
Yeah, so one of the opportunities, and there are different ways of doing the piece as far as engagement. So in terms of personalized messages, look at it in a couple different categories. One would be what Paul is doing, where he has the ability to send a personalized message out. Love that. Another opportunity would be doing full motion video, and that's something that some of the stores have been involved with now. Some of the early adopters and people trying to push the envelope for, let's say, the last year and a half or so, I started getting phone calls requesting help because it's very time consuming. And so we have a partnership with a group, AOB. They have a mobile app. What they do with that mobile app is with the iPhone, it has to be one of the higher level iPhones, because of memory. There are segments where with this iPhone, with this mobile app, you have the ability to capture specific content in segments. If you want to do the voiceover, you can do it on the spot, or you can wait until you go into the dealership and do the voiceover in a quiet area, or you have the option of actually, we use Amazon Cloud, sending us a data feed. We grab that content, it converts it to a URL, we lay in a voice track of a car like that, and then we syndicate. So there are different options that are developing for these early adopters, for dealers that are saying, hey, I really want to personalize the information on my cars. You know, that's ground zero. That's the inventory. So does that answer the question? Does that make it a little bit easier to understand what we're doing?
I think so. Stephanie, if you have a follow-up, hey, send it on in, and let's see what we can do. Wait, where'd you go? Hey, we have just a few more questions, and then we'll start closing out the show. So make sure you get those handouts downloaded, all right, everyone? All right. Phil, you're there, right? Oh, there you are. Okay.
I'm there. I'm here.
So, Phil, your next question comes in from Brad. Hi, Brad.
Hi.
Brad says, what is Phil's take on live events on YouTube?
Live events. You know, I don't know enough to comment. So if I understand the question, and in essence it's streaming some type of an event at the dealership, and just confirm, Eliana, make sure I'm on the right track.
Sure, that sounds right to me.
But see if you're getting a message back.
Okay, Brad.
No.
Brad wrote in, absolutely.
Okay. So you know, this is big, obviously, with cable. There's some guys even in our local market, they believe that it's great. And so you turn on the station at 10 o'clock, they've got their cars going by, and it seems to work. There's a very successful long-term client. He's been with us for 10 years, so very digital savvy. He still swears by that on cable TV. And if it works, great. I haven't talked, so it's interesting doing something like that on YouTube. I don't know enough about it to see if it's working as effectively as cable. Now, because of the draw and the influence of YouTube, my thoughts would be, hey, if you're going to do that, of course get it on YouTube. But I'd be curious if I could get an email after you guys, or if you're doing it, let me know how it's working. It's going to be a fraction of the price for sure compared to doing it on cable or network. And as these YouTube channels develop, and there are companies specifically with a lot of money creating their own YouTube channels for that very reason, it's a great way for reach and effectiveness. I think it's an interesting point.
I am too. I'm wondering how you would track the effectiveness, though. You know, I mean, if you're buying ads and you're spending money on ads, at least you know if they're clicking in and if they're visiting that landing page, and you can, I just don't know how they would do. Oh, Brad wrote back and he says, right now we use Facebook Live and Periscope, but I was just wondering how live events on YouTube might work. Thank you, Brad.
No, I think it's an interesting, yeah, you'd be ahead of the curve if you test that out, and I would be curious to see how it goes.
I would be too. Brad, write on in after you've done some more research on it and let us know. I'm curious about it as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for checking in with us. Okay, last few questions and then we'll close out the show. This next one comes in from Sarah. She says, can you touch more on how BDC specifically can utilize videos when working with incoming leads? Ooh, I love it.
Yeah. So eLead is one of the bigger CRMs. Mm-hmm. eLead's very bullish on this, where they actually have a video button, at least with our company, where if it's video content, they have the ability to integrate video that's already been created, or if similar to what Paul is doing, if they want to create their own content, it's integrated directly into the CRM. Now, if you're not using eLead or if you're not using our video assets or video properties, most content can be added into the CRM by simply copying the HTML and clicking it and sending that off as let's say, a means of separating or differentiating the response.
Right.
And so there are tools if you have problems with that, but with, and we've been allowing dealers for years to send video content out. And so this goes back like 9 years, where all the CRMs virtually, except for a couple of the very, very smallest companies that are no longer out there from a CRM perspective, would allow us to train the dealer staff to copy, let's say, a video in the CRM response. So, and the reason it's obviously critical, you want to be able to track the responsiveness or what happens after the fact. But I would encourage Emily to
Sarah.
Just do some
Sarah.
Emily. Who's Emily?
I have no idea who Emily is, but Sarah, we're all over this.
All right. Sorry. Sarah. Okay, so I would encourage Sarah. Maybe it's a baby step of having one video that showcases the dealership, a why buy here type of video. Just one video that you can automatically grab and send out. The next step would be having a percentage of the responses. So you get an email lead. You respond to that prospect with some personalized message like Paul. I love what Paul's doing. So you simply add a video and actually say, hey, thanks for the response. I'm one of the folks that works at the dealership, and we really take a lot of pride in check out this overview of the car that I think will fit exactly what you're looking for. So you can take steps towards this if, and again, we have tools to help Sarah And so, Sarah, send me an email, and I can go over some of those tools to make it very easy, turnkey, where you can, quite frankly, from your laptop, create a video right there. You don't even have to use anything else than recording devices right off of your laptop.
I love that. So, now, Sarah, take him up on that. Email him and get as much information as you can about, you know, videos from Mr. Video. And, Phil, as you were just speaking about the tools that you would need, leads me right into our next question from Josh. You remember him from earlier on in the show. He asked a question. He says, so for us DIY guys, what software do you recommend? So is that something you can share right now?
Yeah, so the Google tools could be an example where you could create video content.
Mm-hmm.
The gentleman that called in with the software that he was using, we have software to help. For AutoZone Video, there are a number of tools to make it very easy to create video content for do-it-yourself video video. So there's a number of options. We can help with that. Or YouTube. And Google's really just started promoting that capability where you can, it's intended for small businesses. And the reason that they did this is they spent over $1 billion for YouTube. They're heavily invested in video. They've seen video explode. And for small businesses, they're trying to make it as easy as possible, where it's step by step. And so if you do a little Google search, you'll find an overview of a group of business people from, I think they were in California.
Right.
And these were business owners, and they were given a task of creating a video without any help. And they fumbled around and did just a horrible job. Then they were given a quick tutorial on how to use this app that YouTube came out with. And all of them looked like stars. And the point of the exercise was everybody can be a star when creating video content. You don't need years and years of experience. So if you're doing the do-it-yourself videos, that would be an option. But there are different options even beyond that.
I love it. Josh? Continued success, my friend. Last question. Yeah. Kind of.
Hey, one last point about that.
Yeah, Anna, absolutely.
I'll just add this. You don't have to have an agency, and I'm not slamming the agencies that are listening, but you don't have to have an agency come in with a full crew. This is not going to win an Academy Award. And so you don't have to spend $10,000 doing it do-it-yourself. There are different options. As long as it's not shaky, and you can clearly hear, and it's interesting content, you know, that's the key. So as you consider do-it-yourself videos, don't think huge budgets.
Okay.
And that's a key point that I usually get pushed back if the dealers do say, yeah, this makes a lot of sense, but
right.
Hey, how much is this going to cost me?
I will say, because I know my company, DealerOn, we invested in this cool thing because we do a lot of videos as well that we put out there, but you guys might want to check this out. I don't know the name of it, so you're going to have to do a little bit of research, but it's a thing to hold either your camera or your iPhone or whatever recording device you have, but it makes it so it's not jittery. It's not, it's like it's floating on air or water, whatever the hell it uses. I have no idea, but it makes it very smooth, so when you move it around, it doesn't give you that jittery motion on your finished videos. But anyway, it was an excellent investment for us. I think it might be for your dealership as well. Last question. It's kind of for me, Phil, instead of you, but this is from Kelly. She says, not necessarily about video, but will this webinar be available to watch again? There are a lot of great points that I want to make sure I don't miss and things I would like to report to my boss to better help us with our video work. Absolutely, Kelly. As a matter of fact, I got to get to it very shortly, so let's close out this webinar. We're going to be posting this video online within 24 hours. You just go to DealerOn.com/webinar, and on the bottom right-hand side, look for a link that says, hey, did you miss a webinar? Click on that, and it'll take you to our archives. Most recent webinars are at the top, and from there, you can view any of our past webinars as well. But, yes, I will be sending you an email with a link to the registration as well. I'm sorry, with a link to the page with the video on it, I should say. And you should be getting that in just a couple of hours. So thank you so much for your question. Thank you, everyone, for staying so long and hearing Mr. Video and what he has to say about your – hey, Phil, I had one last question for you.
Sure.
I want to know, Is it your opinion that dealerships should be doing all five of these things?
Yes. So in my previous life, as you mentioned at the beginning, I was a GM.
Right.
If I ever had the opportunity of getting back in a store, this is so much lower as far as the cost point compared to most forms of advertising. If you add up everything we talked about, especially for a mid-sized to a larger store,
right.
I would absolutely develop a strategy and maybe not try to conquer all five in 1 month, but I would do the printout that we've talked about, and I would have a strategy focused on building to completion, let's say within a given period of time, maybe it's 6 months, maybe it's 7 months, having a strategy for all of these. So each one is absolutely important and critical.
Mm-hmm.
If the teams or if the folks that are on the call talk to the dealer and or GM, and everybody agrees, you know, all of this can be tackled pretty quickly. So let's say a 90-day period. It's not like it's that complicated. It's just having everybody have buy-in. So absolutely each of these would be critical. I would embrace each of the five pieces.
I thank you for that. Thank you so much for being here, Phil. Everyone, please make sure you contact Mr. Video if you have any video questions. He is the authority. Phil Sura, always a pleasure. Looking forward to webinaring with you again in the future again, of course. Fantastic presentation. Got to remind you, audience, we're going to be sending out a very short survey right after this webinar concludes. It's 6 short questions. We want to know what you thought of the presentation, so please let your opinion be heard. Fill out that survey for us. We'd really, really appreciate it. Also, by the way, Phil will be presenting at the upcoming NADA convention. That's right. He's got 3 different dates, so if you're going to be there, you're definitely going to want to check him out. He's going to be talking about effectively targeting the 1% of those online car shoppers who are ready to buy with a digital video strategy. This is a really good topic. And not to be outdone, of course, DealerOn is also going to be at NADA, but more recently, we're going to be hosting another Top Golf event. This time it's going to be in Tampa, Florida on November 2nd. It is Google Golf and Drinking. What? Sounds like a perfect day to me. That, my friends, is a great day. So if you can get to Tampa on November 2nd, guess what? All that awesomeness is free, right? All you have to do is click on that link and sign up. Let us know you're coming, all right? We hope to see you there. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar, From Caveman to Calculator 7, Evolutionary Steps to Mastering Digital Spend in Google Analytics. According to NADA, the average internet advertising spend per dealership in 2015 was about $145,000 a year. $145,000. That is a lot of money to set on fire. Are you sure you know what you're doing with that money? Do you know if your digital advertising is actually working? Do you even have the tools in place to measure your metrics accurately? In this fantastic one-hour webinar, Joe Webb of Dealer Knows and Omid Kazemi from Car Story will complete a digital ad metrics walk-around of Google Analytics. Attendees of this fast-paced webinar will come away with a roadmap for correctly setting up Google Analytics and the ability to immediately begin tracking key metrics. Insights from this reporting will help determine your strategy for ad spend moving forward, give you confidence in your advertising efforts, and ultimately, yeah, it's going to help you sell more cars. It's time to get out of the Stone Age and learn 7 evolutionary steps to mastering digital spend in Google Analytics. Register now, and this is a must-see presentation. So don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions regarding the DealerOn webinar series and our topics, hey, find me. Contact me directly. I'd love to hear from you. I'm all over the Internet. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks. Or you know what? You can just email me at eliana@dealeron.com. I'd love to hear from you. I want to thank Phil Sura for today, and I want to thank you all for spending this time with us on our education series. Hope to see you again. Take care.
Thank you.
Snuck that one in, didn't you, Phil?
Yeah.
Ha ha ha.